Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In state news, James Beebe is appointed the new chancellor of UW-La Crosse. Oliver Gerhartz has the story.
Wednesday, the University of Wisconsin's Board of Regents unanimously confirmed James Beebe as the next chancellor of UW-La Crosse. The appointment follows forums held early last week for the three finalists for the position. Beebe's appointment fills a spot left by Joe Gao, who was fired unanimously in late December by the UW Board of Regents in the midst of a scandal. According to a press release, the president of the UW system said Beebe's experience will be a great asset to the campus. Quote, he has a proven record in student success and collaboration that will be extraordinarily valuable for the entire campus and its community. Unquote. Before being appointed as chancellor, Beebe spent 3 years as the provost and vice president of academic affairs at Keene State College. Beebe said in the press release, quote, I am drawn to this opportunity because of the university's public mission and fine reputation, unquote. Thank you to the Daily Cardinal for this story. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. In national news, a new bill could mean the end of TikTok. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On Wednesday, March 13th, the United States House of Representatives passed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. TikTok's Chinese parent company is being urged by U.S. legislators to sell its stake if it wants to continue operating within the states, saying that the company's current ownership structure poses a security threat. Legislators say since TikTok's parent company, ByteDance Ltd., is beholden to the Chinese government, it could access U.S. users' data through the app. The bill now has to be passed by the Senate, but President Joe Biden did say he would sign it if it was passed. Some opposition to the idea comes from the fact that many young people use TikTok in meaningful, creative ways, and many small businesses use TikTok to gain an audience or promote themselves. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is fresh off of winning the WCHA and begins its national tournament journey this Saturday. As the two-seed Wisconsin gets a first-round bye and will play the winner of the St. Lawrence versus Penn State matchup being played this Thursday evening at LeMond. With Wisconsin's offense being among the best in the nation, it's no surprise that Badger forwards Kirsten Sims and Casey O'Brien are two of the three finalists for the Patty Kazmaier Award for Best Forward. Going into the playoffs, Sims has 32 points and 39 assists, while O'Brien has 22 goals and 49 assists of her own. From WCM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. Now onto the weather. We have an update from Vince Naiman.
Good afternoon, WSUM listeners. This is Vince Naiman here with your 5 and 6 p.m. weather forecast. Hopefully everyone is having a wonderful day today. Temperatures out there right now, 60 degrees. A couple rain showers moving in. That rain will not last past the hour, but will be heavy at times. So we go into tomorrow, 48 degrees, 48 on Friday, 50 on Saturday. The weather has been amazing as of late. But after this weekend on Saturday, we do take a little dip. 38 on Sunday, 34 on Monday. So we will chill a little bit with a couple snow chances as well as we head into early next week. This is Vince with WSUM Radio.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.